Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Dave Goble, and I also have Autumn DeLucas. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, I appreciate you guys interviewing me. Thank you.
Sure. You guys have a busy schedule there, I know. But we were impressed with everything that's been sent over, and wanted to just ask you a couple questions about how things go in there and things like that, and then fill out some other information that we have. You know, okay, so we have some questions for you.
Okay.
Right? How? What do you think is the biggest challenge so far in the competition?
I think there's multiple challenges because some of the events that we have, soldiers have never even experienced. So from shooting a M203 grenade launcher, some of us haven't got the chance to do it. Also, some of the other events have been, like, very physically demanding. Like, we did a 10-kilometer road march with the whole setup, vest, weapon, and rucksack. So that was pretty physically demanding. Overall, the competition's been just, like, excellent, awesome, great learning tool, and it's only helped me develop even more as a leader.
I can imagine, yeah, just to do all that stuff. And it's one thing to read about it or talk about it, but to actually do it, it gives you, you know, more credibility, that's for sure, from that standpoint. And you've been in the reserves for a while, and before that, were you in the Army?
I was a regular Army. I did about 7 years regular Army.
Okay.
And then I joined the reserve component.
All right.
And now I'm a active guard reserve, so I'm a full-time reservist. And I'm a leadership instructor here at Fort McCoy.
Okay. All right. And what... being a small group leader, what is that? How does that differ from any other type of leadership role? Is it
well? My job as a small group leader is to train future leaders of the Army to make sure they have what it takes and to make sure that they're able to lead their soldiers into combat.
Okay.
So that's why I really take my job seriously. I mean, it's the best training, the best.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine. Sergeant, yeah. And we you go by sergeant, staff sergeant, right?
Yes, I go by staff sergeant.
Okay. All right, very good.
I'm actually, I'm promotable. I'm soon to be a sergeant first class.
Oh, very good. Okay. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Sergeant, you're originally from Lorain, Ohio. Could you maybe talk a little bit about... where you grew up and maybe any influences you had then? Have you always wanted to be in the, you know, military, that sort of thing, or how that came about?
Sure. I went to Lorain Southview High School.
Okay.
I think my first experience with the military is when the JROTC came and talked at my middle school.
All right.
And from there, I mean, it inspired me to serve my country and, you know, do great things. And after speaking to my grandfather and learning his background and his military service, you know, it just, I think it was a more determining factor that this is what I need to do.
Sure. And what branch was your grandfather in?
He was a tanker in the Army during World War II.
Oh, World War II. Okay. So he was in Europe theater?
Yes, he was in Europe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's exciting then to have that connection between those. Grandfather still with us?
Yes, actually he's 93 years old.
Wow.
Still alive and well. Still alive and well.
Yeah. Good for him. Is he in Lorain, Ohio still? Or?
Yes, he's in Lorain, Ohio.
Awesome. Well, that's a great role model to have, and I'm sure he's very proud of you. That's something. Anyone else influence you in, from that standpoint? Any teachers or you know, anything of that from not only just the military but just life in general?
Well, my dad was a JROTC instructor.
Okay.
I still remember his name was Major Richard Brown. I'm not sure if he's still an instructor at the JROTC, but just talking to him and stuff, it developed me and, you know, at least put the seed in my brain.
And what advice would you give to someone who's contemplating joining the military or is maybe when's the right time to start thinking about you're in high school and they're not sure where they're going to go, if they want to go off to college or do something else? What advice would you give people about it?
Well, even if they don't want to do the full-time gig, I mean, the Army Reserves has such a great program to offer, and it's only going to help them in the future, not only career-wise, but discipline-wise, help them get their life situated just in case they're in a place they don't know what to do. Also, the military pays for their school, and they'll have the time to go to school and, you know, still get all the training and everything while serving their country.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I mean, just to serve your country should be an honor in itself.
I agree. And what about you've been deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, correct?
Yes, I was deployed to Iraq in 2005 for the entire year.
Okay. Thank you very much. And any other parts of the world that you've seen that you didn't think you would have or that you want to see?
Yes, I was actually stationed in South Korea.
Okay.
I was there for a year. And, you know, just seeing different cultures, experiencing all the different walks of life, it was just rewarding.
I can imagine. It's very good. And, okay. All right. They gave us a nice press release and some bio information and background information, and so we're going to take that and the answers you gave us here, and story, and then we'll share that with Jennifer and whoever else. We'll put it online, and then share the link with Jennifer, and she can communicate to everybody. All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, sir.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for your service and to your peers, and congratulations on your participation in this program, and good luck with the rest of it and in the future, your future time in the reserves.
Thank you, sir. It's my honor.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.